spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Sometimes when I see these dummy of the day stories, I'm like, oh, if I was a criminal, that'd be me. For example, a robber's handwriting was so bad that the store clerk he was trying to rob in Youngstown, Ohio, couldn't read his note demanding the money.
Oh, man, that is too funny.
Like, sorry, sir, I want to help you, but I can't read this. The guy walked into the Family Dollar store, where all the money's at, of course, and handed the clerk a note. The clerk said he couldn't read the handwriting and handed it back to the man and asked him to read it to him. The robber read it. He said, "This is a robbery. Please be quiet. Don't let your pride get you killed." Well, the clerk opened
your pride.
Well, it is, though. I mean, like, if you were held up at gunpoint, like, if you worked at, like, a gas station, for example, would you just take all the money? You'd be like, I've got to protect this gas station and keep
the
money.
No, I'm giving him everything.
Okay, you wouldn't let your pride get in the way. I think some people are like, or maybe if it's a family business, you're like, you're not taking it from my family. You're going to die. Well, the clerk opened the register and gave the man money and a pack of Newport cigarettes. Very important right there. The robber left the store and ran away. Well, police released surveillance photos from the store and they caught him.
That's the handwriting, though.
That's the thing. It's like, it's like, sir, can you read this note
that's
to me real
genius.
Quick?
That's genius. Bank tellers, gas station clerks, they should all start saying that if they get passed a note from a robber and be like, I'm so sorry, I can't read your handwriting.
Just like, look at it. I'm not good at cursive.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Until they shoot you. A drunk guy went to a Walmart in Washington last week. He went to the bathroom, sat down in the toilet, pulled his pants down to, you know, do his business, and lit up a cigarette. By the way, you're not allowed to smoke at Walmart or most places. But I guess he liked to sit down, do his business, and light up a cig. He was drunk, though. He passed out. The cigarette fell out of his mouth, landed in his underwear, and then they caught on fire.
Ooh.
Apparently, this guy was so drunk, though, guys, or just messed up on something, that he didn't even notice his underwear and pants catching on fire, but it set off the fire alarm in the bathroom inside Walmart.
Well, that should burn his legs. He was, you know, he was probably on heroin or something, because there's
the
no way you would not feel that. You know what I mean? That would have had to burn him.
Well, I don't know what happened, but eventually, like, firefighters were called. They were able to extinguish it with, like, a fire extinguisher. That actually woke him up. He freaked out, pulled a knife out of his pants that were on fire, and tried to stab the firefighters. Eventually, though, they talked him down. They took him to the hospital, and you were right. They got treatment for burns on his legs. There's no word if he's going to face any charges, but...
He had to have been... ODing on some major drugs.
I don't know. You ever been really, really drunk before, though, too?
No.
Like, I was really, really drunk when I went and visited my friends at college, because I didn't go to college, but I fell off of a top bunk and didn't remember doing it till the next morning when I'm like, I couldn't move my right leg.
Ooh, that's not good.
No.
Well, producer Mike and I saw a video recently of some guy that was like OD'd on heroin, and they were slapping him across the face and everything, trying to get him to wake up and stuff. He did not feel anything, pouring milk all over his face. And
yeah, they were pouring milk down his throat, smacking him around.
Yeah, so I don't think...
Some people pay good money for that.
And making sure he didn't have a syringe.
Yes, that's what they said, syringe.
And your final dummy of the day story today, a 32-year-old guy from India is married, but has also had an online girlfriend about 400 miles away who didn't know about his wife.
Sounds like me.
Are you the other girl?
Well, no, I'm just saying with my online dating zone 400 miles away, then I could be getting cheated on if I'm talking to somebody like that, because you never know when they're that far.
Well, this girl 400 miles away, she'd been pressuring him to meet up. She's like, come on, let's meet. I really want to meet you.
She needed to call Neve and Max.
What?
From Catfish.
Oh, sorry. I don't watch Catfish that much, though.
That is the best show. It's one of my favorite shows.
I feel
shows.
So bad for the people on that show. I'm like, oh, you're so dumb.
That's true.
I'm sorry about that. But he felt the pressure, but he really didn't want to get together with her, and he couldn't even afford the plane ticket to do so. So how do you tell your girl that? So he came up with a terrible plan. He faked a plane ticket for her, which I don't even know how he did that. But then right before her flight was set to leave on Saturday, he emailed a bomb hoax to the airport, and her flight was canceled. So it's like, oh, you can't come. Like, oh, a bomb threat. Oh, that sucks. So
that is extreme. This would have been the best Catfish episode ever.
Well, I mean, the flight was canceled, so it worked out for him. The thing is, though, the cops are smart. The government's smart. They were able to like follow his email, and about 3 days later, they traced it back to him. He's now arrested and looking at up to 5 years in prison.
Oh, yeah. Well, now she's not going to get to meet him. Sorry, can't meet. I'm in jail.
Now you're going to have a third.
Logical visits.
Yeah.
You're going to have a third person in prison. That's going to be your cellmate right there. Plus, now his wife and his girlfriend know about each other.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Idiot. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Aaron Hernandez may have murdered Odin Lloyd to protect his secret that he was bisexual. The former New England Patriots star allegedly had a longtime male lover who was a friend from high school and left behind a suicide note addressed to a gay jailhouse lover. Sources say his jailhouse lover was placed on suicide watch after Hernandez took his own life. And cops long believed that Lloyd had incriminating information on Hernandez that the player didn't want to get out.
If you guys were in jail for life, like that's what he was in until he killed himself, so I guess till life, do you think you would find a way to be happy with somebody else in prison?
Like would if, I all of a sudden turn gay?
I'm not saying you like would necessarily like be like, yeah, like would you do stuff with a cellmate?
Well, that's what's weird and confusing is that, you know, there's the argument that like you can't choose to be gay, but then like straight people end up in jail for like a life sentence and then all of a sudden they just decide they're going to be okay with, you know, like getting with the same sex.
Yeah, I'm just saying like they want somebody to touch it is all.
Well, right. So it's confusing. I don't know.
What about you, producer
NYK? I don't think I would.
What?
Life sentence. Would you like, hey, go ahead, dude, touch it?
No, I think I'd do like the Charles Manson thing and just like talk to a bunch of girls on the outside. Send me all kinds of weird pictures and stuff.
Get like a fan club started.
Gross. A Muslim professor at Indiana State lied about receiving threatening emails and being attacked on campus. Azhar Hussain, assistant professor of aviation technology, was arrested on Friday and charged with felony charge of obstruction of justice and misdemeanor harassment. On March 8th, Hussain claimed to have received threatening emails containing anti-Muslim sentiment. And on March 24th, Hussain claimed that he was attacked from behind while entering his campus office at Indiana State. But police say that the professor fabricated all of the incidents.
Well, that's not cool.
Mel B's former nanny is fired back after the singer accused her and estranged husband, Stephen Belafonte, of extortion. The nanny also claimed she had a sexual relationship with Mel B for 7 years. She says the singer portrayed her as a homewrecker, prostitute, and extortionist, and says she was a naive and curious 18-year-old foreign exchange student when Mel B seduced her with alcohol, fame, and casual sex. The nanny also says that she loved Mel and still deeply cares for her children, but has been forever hurt and betrayed by her false statements. Kurt Russell says the police officers caught him and Goldie Hawn having sex on their first date. During an interview on Harry Connick Jr.'s talk show, Kurt laughed about the incident and said, "We were told to get a hotel room," which we did. Allegedly, John Mayer has a crush on Kendall Jenner. He thinks she's smoking hot and can't get her out of his head. However, he's really trying to be good and not date any more high-profile women, the source said. He prefers not being in the spotlight, but still loves beautiful women. This concert was a major challenge for him. 5 years ago, he would have made a move on Kendall and Haley because Kendall and her best friend Haley Baldwin came to his concert over the weekend, so that's where he saw them. And they're saying, but now he exercises restraint. He doesn't like being in the tabloids, I guess, since all the Katie stuff.
I would totally be in the tabloids for that. I wouldn't want to like date her, but I'd be like, hey, come backstage.
Miley Cyrus has a secret role in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. The Wrecking Ball singer provides the voice for Mainframe, which is an evolved technology that is an alternate version of Vision in the Marvel comics. And sources say Ed Sheeran could be quitting music at the end of his current tour. He's currently on tour in the UK. The source said Ed has pretty much achieved everything there is to achieve in music. He absolutely loves what he does and is riding the wave of his success at the moment, but at the same time, he wants a more normal life. And when or if he gets married, he wants to put his wife and kids first and not his career. If that means going AWOL for a few years, then so be it.
Wait, he's achieved everything? He's amazing.
Well, he's like gotten Grammys, you know, number one album, all that stuff. So I guess
I just feel like he could do, okay. That, if that's what you're saying, I'm like, that dude could do so much more.
Well, yeah, I would agree. That is the garbage.
Yeah. Alex, you tried your best, but you had a hard time naming 5 things in 10 seconds.
Well, it was salad dressing, and I've never had salad, so, you know, riddle me that. Of course I'm not going to.
Have you thought any more yet?
No, I literally don't know any other ones. Italian. 3.
There you go.
That's all I know.
All right, it is the Name 5 game on the Joe and Alex Show. 317-239-1009 if you would like to play.
Raspberry vinaigrette?
I think that'll count. Yeah, I'll give that to you. Cool. Two at the game was at Name 5 in a minute and a half or so. Because you'd be killing it this morning. Let's get somebody on the phone. Hey, Christy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Morning.
Hey, are you ready to think fast?
Yes.
All right.
Ready.
I'm going to give you the thing that I need you to name 5 types of, and then you just got to start rattling them off, and hopefully they're correct, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, Christy, we need you to name 5 types, or let me change that. We need you to name 5 boy bands. Go.
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, NKOTB, One Direction. Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's only what, three or four?
Oh, man.
So do we have to change the topic for the next person on the phone? Like, do we need to do a different five things? Because that's kind of unfair. They heard a bunch of answers.
Is it unfair? I think it.
Let's do a change.
You want to change it up? Hold on.
Yes.
All right. 317-239-1009. Dylan, should we change it up from boy bands?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Yeah.
I got it. Ready, Dylan?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, name five supermarket companies. Go.
Kroger, Walmart, Mars, JC, and Meijer.
Yeah!
Wow. Somebody's doing some shopping later.
That
All
was
right.
good.
Dang, when you said that, I didn't think Dylan would get any
Me
of them.
Me neither. That was good.
A few of them.
Well, hey. I actually just got my first house, so I've been doing a lot of grocery shopping.
Dude,
so.
When's the housewarming party? We'll come and mess your place up.
Yes, a stock the bar party.
Actually, if I tell you it's this weekend, y'all coming?
Dude, no, I'm out of town this weekend.
I got cookies in the oven or something, so.
No, I really want to be there, so hit me
up. It depends. Dylan, where do you live?
Oh, gosh.
I actually live in Franklin.
Okay, I don't know where that is. But I was going to say, if you live somewhere exciting like Joppa, Meridian Castle, or one of those other towns we talked about last week, all the stuff going on, then maybe I'd come.
Yeah, he just moved into Joppa. It's really nice and spacious. Hey, congratulations. We're hooking you up with something really, really cool. It's brand new to Indy. It's a pair of tickets to the Twisted Escape Room. They have two 60-minute escape room challenges, the cabin and the missing Mestero. I can't say it correctly, but they'll tell you about it when you get there.
Missing what?
It's M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
What'd you call it?
The Missing Mestero?
I don't know.
Alex.
Do you know what it is?
Maestro.
The way that Joe's saying it has got me all confused.
If I was going to spell maestro, I'd do M-I-S-S-T-R-O. T-R-O.
Okay.
Maestro or Mistro. Okay, either way, that's why I don't get paid to talk for a living. Dylan, hang on the line. We will get all of your information. Okay, that sucked. Dang it, my butt's not working. There we go. Hold on.
Coming up on the Joe and Alex Show.
If nothing's working today. I'm trying. Okay.
If it didn't work, I wanted to hear you do it. What? Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up on the Joe and Alex Show.
No, she sounds like this. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hold on. Alex can do the female. Let's do the male thing. Here we go. Damn it. Nothing's working.
That's how you have to do it.
I am. I'm hitting the button. My buttons are... Oh, this one will do it, but this will play a song too. Yep, see? I knew it would do that. Hold on. Here you go. Stop it. Okay?
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Can you do that one?
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Wait, you know what we sound like? We sound exactly like that Family Guy episode where Brian's at the radio station and they're saying like the way to say their radio station like 20 different ways, like how they used to do it in the 80s. So it's like The Joe and Alex Show. And they like, you know what I'm talking about? Remember that?
Yes, I do know what you're talking about. Joe, I want to hear Joe's version.
Okay, hold on.
Download the Radio Now app and take the Joe and Alex Show with you after you park.
Right, that one's tough one. Download the Radio Now app for free and listen to the Joe and Alex Show anywhere you go. Radio Now.
Indy's number one hit music station.
Legit.
Why do we have to shoot everybody with lasers?
That's why. We need to find that clip. We need to find the clip of them doing this on Family Guy, because if you have not heard it, it is so funny.
Here's
making
what I
fun
do.
Of morning radio.
Our listeners are the best. I want them to one day help us like make new jokes. It's called like imaging or like sweepers and bumpers, the things you hear in between. That's what we need. We need people to help out with that. Friday, if you remember on the Joe and Alex Show, we got an email from Isabel, and I didn't even really want Alex to read it because, what was it, 2 months ago we tried setting somebody up, and it was a total disaster. And
yeah.
I'm so afraid that was going to happen again. But anyways, we got the email, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, from Isabel, who is single and wanted us to try and set her up on a date for this past weekend. So she shared a little bit about herself. We took a bunch of calls from you. A lot of guys looking for love, it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, some eligible bachelors mm-hmm. in Indy.
And Isabel ended up choosing Landon. Maybe it's the name. That kind of sounds
it
sexy,
is a hot
right?
name.
Who called in to go out with her over the weekend? So now Landon and Isabel are on the phone. Isabel, first of all, let's start with you. How do you think things went this weekend?
Well, hey guys, thanks for doing all of that and setting me up and everything. I really do appreciate that.
You're
but I'm gonna be just honest right away before we really get into everything. I have a feeling I know Landon's gonna. I know what he's gonna say. And I don't think he's that into me. I could just kind of tell.
Oh, no.
And Yeah, I'm disappointed because I thought I was really vibing with him.
Well, Landon, were you not into Isabel?
I'm sorry. You are probably a sweet girl. I just don't think you're, what I'm looking for, Isabel.
All right, well, hang on a second. What do you think you don't have that she's looking for? I mean, like, what happened? Because honestly, it seems like you guys are kind of dancing around the issue here. Just be honest. I can tell there's something wrong here. There's a lot of tension.
Well, to protect her privacy, I don't think she wants me to say it on the radio.
I don't really care anymore. I'm sorry. A girl puts herself out there on the limb. And I mean, like, this is not on a limb. I called the radio. I'm just trying to find love, and I'm just trying to be myself, and I was with you, and then I get turned down. It really doesn't get any more embarrassing than that, so go ahead.
All right, if we're just putting the cards on the table, she asked me to put on women's clothes.
What?
What?
No, apparently she does want a man who is in touch with their feminine side, not afraid to wear pink, meant literally wear it. Because she texted me while we were sitting across the table, which was kind of weird already, while we were finishing up our meal. And she asked me to put on I would mind putting on some sort of outfit at her apartment, and I was like, okay. I mean, then I did go like the opposite. I thought it was like a furry situation.
Oh,
and
not
then
a furry.
It feels weirder. So anyway, she looked at me and she said, how does pantyhose and a miniskirt sound?
Shut up.
And yes, this is what she said. That's a restaurant.
Wait, for her to wear or you to wear?
Me to wear.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I'd like to see her in that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's what I was thinking. And I was laughing when she was like, I was like, oh, you mean you? And she's like, no, you. And I'm like, okay. So she did not bat an eye. She likes guys that dress, that cross-dress.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know what's sad? Like, you're blasting me for being honest with you. But just stop.
I'm not blast. I'm just, that's the truth.
No, yeah, you are. Because I'm sorry. Guys are constantly talking about how they want women to be upfront with them and be honest with them and open.
That's
but
true.
I'm a girl who doesn't cut corners or play games. I just tell you exactly what I want. And
on the first date? I'm sorry. That just seems so drastic.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get you to understand exactly right away what I was looking for in the bedroom.
Being honest is cool. I get that. I love the fact that you're being honest. But you should be self-aware enough to know that asking about sex on a first date and, like, initiating it is not a good look for you. And two, I'm going to go ahead and say that 99.9998% of guys won't cross-dress.
Did you just try to tell me that initiating sex on the first date is a bad look?
I'm just saying that it comes... Okay.
That sounds insanely
interesting. We're at a restaurant, first off, and we're just getting to know each other. Like, I'm sorry. The only person, if you think that's anti-woman of me, I think you're the anti-woman person because the fact that you have so little value for yourself and other women to sleep with anyone on a first date, speaks volumes. I think you have weird issues with chicks, hence the cross-dressing. Maybe you have, maybe you have mommy issues, and that's fine.
Wow.
Oh, guys, hang on. Before the cross-dressing stuff was brought up, did you guys at least seem to be in each other before then?
Yeah.
That seems to kind of ruin it right there. Was there anything good before then?
Well, yeah, I want to tell him now. He's a jerk. Screw that.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Isabel, okay. Do you really think, though, that asking someone, especially a guy, to put on pantyhose and a dress on a first date was really going to go over that smoothly? I mean, you didn't think that any guy would give you any pushback at all?
Honestly, I'm sorry, we're in the 21st century. No, I didn't. I thought maybe, I mean, like, sure, it might be weird, but I thought maybe he'd just laugh and go with it. I didn't know we were living in a time that closes, this is
we're
very
close-minded. We're getting to know each other. That is clearly a step in a more, intimate relationship setting.
Sure, okay. I guess we're in Indiana, so everybody just wants the vanilla missionary style hookup.
Alex is waiting for marriage, so that could be possible. And just to be fair, let me throw it out there. You brought up earlier, Landon, about 99.8% of guys. I'm not saying I want to wear a skirt and cross-dress, but if the girl's hot enough, I'm going to do what she asks.
Are you kidding me, Joe? You know what really pisses me off and annoys me is that every time we have someone crazy, sorry, Isabel, I mean, it's crazy to me. You do what you want to do. You do you, boo-boo, but not me. But I'm saying every single time we we have somebody that has some kind of bizarro opinion about something, you always end up siding with them, and it makes me look like a horrible, judgmental person. But, like, what Landon said, I think is true. 99.99999% of people would not be open to cross-dressing on a first date. Maybe in a marriage, if this was something that you were really into and you had talked about this forever beforehand, but, like, she drops this on him. Was dessert even, the dessert menu even given out yet? Like, that was very soon.
And may I also say, we're getting to know each other, and the fact that her initial instinct is to change me into something that she wants,
yeah,
how is that respectful?
That's true. That's true, Isabel.
I just thought it'd be something fun to do, an icebreaker sort of thing. Icebreaker. My God.
Yeah, that's like an icebreaker, like an iceberg for the Titanic. It's definitely a big one.
That's a huge icebreaker.
Jeez.
Well, I guess I just need to look for more open-minded people or whatever. I don't.
Oh, give me a break.
Sorry, guys.
So, are you guys going to maybe try a second date here?
Yeah, right.
I don't think so, guys. I appreciate it, though. All I can say is I'm terrified to go on another date again.
You know what, though? Alex says it at least once a week, bro, so you're going to be all right.
That's good to hear.
All right, man. Thank you for the call.
Funny. Very funny. I cannot believe
when
she said she wanted a sensitive guy that's what she was talking about. Come on, dude.
All right.
How do we not figure this stuff out when we're screening through these people?
No. Don't say how do we. I told you we shouldn't do this. Not that I don't want people to find love, but this never, ever works.
I'm sorry. I wanted to have some hope. I was hoping we would have our romantic love story to play on our show, and I was super excited. And why is everybody in this town freaking
if we
bad,
can't
you
find,
know what, crazy?
If we can't find you a normal guy, how the hell are we going to help listeners out? 317-239-1009. Do you guys agree? And apparently Alex gets mad when I try to defend people. I just try to see people for what they are and
because
give them a chance.
Landon was not being judgmental or harsh. He brought up fair points. Absolutely, if you're initiating sex on a first date, it's not a good look. And number two, if she's thinking that guys are going to be actually open to cross-dressing or whatever and not give her any pushback whatsoever, she's insane.
Well, I think you got to ask for what you want sometimes there. And I don't know. I see what you're saying, but I think you guys need to, you know, give Isabel a little bit of chance here. She had some valid points.
Come on.
317-239-1009. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. 317-239-1009. Isabel wanted to find some love, and we tried to help her out, set up with a guy she picked named Landon, and apparently he was not too happy with the date. Here's what he said.
All right, if we're just putting the cards on the table, she asked me to put on women's clothes.
What?
What?
Yeah, no, apparently she does want a man who is in touch with their feminine side. You know, not afraid to wear pink. Meant literally wear it, because she texted me while we were sitting across the table, which was kind of weird already while we were finishing up our meal. And she asked me to put on I would mind putting on some sort of outfit at her apartment, you know, and I was like, okay. I mean, then I did go like the opposite. I thought it was like a furry situation.
Oh, not a furry.
And then it feels weirder.
Yeah, that's a little bit weirder. 317-239-1009. I think Landon should have given her a chance, because he definitely does not want a second date. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Anybody agreeing? Are they Team Landon or Team Isabel?
So far, everyone's Team Landon. Amanda, I'm totally on Alex and Landon's side. That is definitely a request that should not be asked on the first date. It would scare most away. Allie, I agree with Landon. If that was me, I would have been out of there.
Creepy. I don't think so. 317-239-1009. Hannah, you say creepy?
Yes, that is super creepy.
Why?
I just think, like, guys in this age, they aren't going to put a skirt on. Like, that's no matter what it's for. Like, that's just weird.
But, I mean, here's the thing, though. If you're into that, though, what's so weird about asking for what you're into?
And, like, I think it's especially because they, like, just met and, like, they don't even really know each other.
Well, here's this. We can predict this every single morning. Darlene, Alex was a bit harsh on that girl. There's nothing wrong with what she wants, and she'll find it. She just went about it the wrong way.
I don't think you were harsh, but I agree with Darlene. I mean, just let the girl, you know, find some love out there, and it's good to say what you want. Aaron, you agree with both sides. Okay, you kind of sound like me then. What do you think?
I agree a little bit more with Isabel, and for the reason being that I'm one of those guys that, hey, maybe I'll have sex on the first date. I mean, it just depends on how it goes. And if she wants me to put something on, hey, I might go for it. It just, I will call the line at pegging.
Yeah, I think I would call the line at that, too. I mean, I guess everybody's different.
Yeah. Katrina commented on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. She gave him the choice to take it or leave it, and he should respect that. Much better to find out deal breakers up front than waiting until feelings have grown and time has been invested, if you ask me.
And I think right now, if you're listening to the Joe and Alex show and the call that we just had with Isabel and with Landon, and you're judging her like, oh my gosh, the first date, please, as a guy that was single back in the day, and even now, most guys admit it, we want to hook up on the first date too. Like, don't act like it doesn't happen. Okay, is it a little forward of her? For sure, but why is there going to be a double standard?
I disagree with you. Go ahead.
I was going to say 317-239-1009. Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about Isabel?
I think she's crazy.
Why?
Because she's lowering her standards. She's making other women look bad.
I think, if anything, she's kind of the opposite, Katie, and let me explain why. She is being an independent woman, speaking out for what she really wants. Now, maybe it's a little pushy, but she says, hey, will you dress up for me? Hey, would you want to hook up? Because guys all the time on a first date are trying to get in a girl's pants.
That's true.
No, I disagree. Being an independent woman and strong like that on a first date and putting out what you want means saying, hey, I don't want to beat around the bush. I'm not looking for a hookup. I'm looking for a real relationship, and this is what my five-year plan is. That's being an independent woman and sticking up for what you want.
Are these
not
life
saying,
goals?
Let me spread my legs on a first date.
Dudes want to bang all the time on a first date. I think it's refreshing that she kind of puts out there what she wants.
Well, see, I've been looking for love for 2 years, and I haven't found it yet.
Well, what are you throwing out there?
Producer MYK single.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello.
We got to set you and producer MYK up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Joe, what did you want to say about Isabel and Landon?
Like I was telling the guy, I was like, you know, I'm all about having fun in the bedroom, all about being propositioned for sex on the first date. Heck, you know, all about having fun. And I like a girl that's got kind of a dark side, but... sorry, just like any other guy, that 99.9998%, I'm not going to the pink side. Sorry. It's just
Wait a minute.
Breaker.
Okay, hold on. Joe, it's 2017, bud. Let's do this. A hot girl. Hold on,
trust
man. Don't
me,
bring
I
Jesus into this. Hold on. A hot girl says, hey, let's hook up. She's like, hey, would you put this on?
A 10.
Dude, nobody's going to know you're going to put it on. You know what I would do for a hot girl if I was single? A lot.
Oh, I get it, but I don't have to have that issue of, you know, having some girl proposition me like that whatsoever again. It's just one of those deal breakers when it comes to that. You know, like I said, I'm pretty up for just about everything in the bedroom. Just about.
Safe to say you're Team Landon then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I think it's awesome that you propositioned. I think that's great. That's kind of a nice little hot thing to do. But again, you know, there are just certain things that I just won't do, and that's one of them.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate your call. 317-239-1009.
Miss Toya wrote on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, that girl is Looney Tunes and cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Ain't no way you should want your man to dress up in women's clothes. Have sex if you want to have sex on the first date, but why does he need to cross-dress?
I don't, you know, everybody's into their own thing. I can't tell you why.
That's fine, but you don't bring it up on the first date. Maybe, like, the seventh.
But here's the thing. You're the person that brings up everything on the first date.
Yeah, not that crap.
Okay, that's too much. Taylor, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say, Taylor, about this?
I just want to say, you know, us freaks got to stay together. And I would have put it on the tape on the table first night, too, because if that's what I'm looking for, that's what I'm looking for.
And girl!
I mean, it's just clothes. It's not like anything extreme. Like, you're just wearing it, and somebody out there is willing to do whatever to make their partner happy, even if it's out of their comfort zone.
My only hang-up would be like, Taylor, like, let's say I met you and you were really freaky and asked me to do that. I'd be like, do you have them in triple X or double X size? Because I don't want it to be too tight. You know, I don't want to cut off circulation or anything. Like, have you done something like that where you've asked a guy or a girl on the first date?
Not about clothes, but yeah, I mean, I'm a upfront person. I'm going to put it out on the table the way I am. You're going to know from the jump, because if you don't like it, then that's it. We don't have to date again.
You sound a lot like Alex, not like with sexual stuff, because Alex is waiting until she's married, but I'm surprised you're so against this, Alex, because you talk, not sex, but you talk about everything else on a first date.
Well, yes, I do talk about everything else on a first date, but I don't know how to explain it. That's just, like, you have to, when it comes to sex, you wait a little bit. Emily really surprised me on Facebook. She wrote, he wasn't even going to call her out and spill her secret until she was playing the victim and saying it was his fault for the date going poorly. It seemed like he was respecting her preferences until then.
Landon and Isabel, what side are you picking this morning on the Joe and Alex Show? Pretty much what? Landon got hit with, hey, want to hook up? And hey, I want to dress you up in some of my, what was it, pink? Did he say what color the underwear was, the lingerie?
He was talking about how, remember when she called us on Friday, she was talking about how she's looking for a guy who's in touch with his feminine side and not afraid to wear pink. And Landon was like, yeah, I guess she meant literally. We got tons of tweets at Joe and Alex Show. Mario, Isabel is for sure crazy. Lose my number. Herwin, she's weird. Amber, I just died. Looney Tunes and Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Alex is my spirit animal. LaShawn reminds me of the Joe Dirt? Yeah, but does Joe Dirt reference Silence of the Lambs?
I'm not sure if he does, and I've seen
the movie.
Maybe
she's thinking of Silence of the Lambs for some reason, but she said, reminds me of It Puts the Lotion on the Skin. I guess I was raised different, not to get ran through, huh?
Mm-hmm. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you think it's wrong what went down?
I don't think it's wrong at all, actually. I think that, you know, everybody has their own thing that they're into. And I think that, you know, maybe on a date you should, you know, maybe kind of get a feel for the person first, because not everybody's into, you know, different things. Everybody maybe wants to have things just normal, so to say, or whatever. But
yeah,
there's a lot of people out there that are really into a lot of different things when it comes to that. And so, you know, the fact that she felt comfortable enough with herself to put that out on the table shows that she's a very confident person and knows what she wants in life.
For
in my
sure.
opinion.
And one thing, I don't know if you heard it, Ashley, or maybe other people missed it. Isabel said, you know, she's like, fine, I guess that's just typical Indiana. Everybody wants the missionary stuff. She definitely wants to do more.
And I agree with you, what you're saying, that, like, you know, there are people that are into different things and whatever. And I agree. That's fine. Just like I told her, I said, you do you, boo-boo. Whatever. I'm not going to be into a guy that's cross-dressing, but if she is, that's fine. But I'm saying, don't bring it up on a first date. Like, you're clearly, you need to ease into it. Like, first, let him figure out if he even likes you. Because if he can figure out that he likes you, then he might be more willing to do something crazy like that. But, like, don't bring it up in the first 15 minutes.
All right. 317-239-1009. Thanks for the call. Is it Dion?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up? What do you want to say?
Okay, so I agree with the guy 100%. Okay, a couple of things. They don't have a relationship. She doesn't know him. And if you watch any relationship show, they're going to tell you, don't throw out all of your drama, all your kinkiness on the first date. It's okay to have sex if that happens. I understand that. But she can't be mad or judge him because she's doing the same thing to him that she thinks he's doing to her.
Ooh.
So it makes absolutely no sense.
She's like Yoda.
She's judging him like, how come you don't understand this? And, you know, she needs to just put herself in his shoes.
That's a really good point.
Oh, wear my panties, you will. Hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. That was my best Yoda. Brenda, hey, you think that this is a good thing?
I do, actually. Let's start off with this. First of all, I agree, because nowadays it's like you have to throw everything out on the table to begin with. Otherwise, you put so much effort into something that might not be, you know. And as far as Alex saying cross-dressing, she's not asking him to go outside like that. It's not like he's an actual cross-dresser. She's just asking him to have fun in the bedroom, which is nothing to be upset about.
But you have to agree that there are levels in the bedroom of things that get a little bit more, like there's a very small niche of people that are going to be into that, like, you know, handcuffs. Okay, majority of people are probably cool with doing that or being tied or blindfolded. Then you get up, and cross-dressing is pretty far up there. That's not like something that you can bring up that soon. I think so.
I don't think so. I don't think it's that high up there.
Nowadays, I honestly don't feel that way. I mean, okay, Alex, you're a virgin. No offense. Okay. I applaud you for wanting to wait until you get married, whatever the case might be. But honestly, you have kind of no say in any of this because you don't know.
Don't
know what you like.
You're right.
You don't know what your boyfriend is going to like or your husband's going to like. You don't know anything about it right now.
What if I am going to be into cross-dressing and I don't even know?
You're going to be into some really weird things, Alex. We all know that.
It's going to be like 50 Shades of Alex.
He's dressed like SpongeBob.
But if you don't know what you're into, you really don't know how to say anything.
I was just
going to
say, will he dress like SpongeBob for me?
Can you please put on these crabby panties?
Well, it finally happened after much speculation and talk for about a week. I had lunch with Britt Baker. She does traffic on Fox 59. Good morning, Britt.
Hey, what's up?
Look it, we're still friends, guys. Come on,
my round
of
applause. My new pal.
Yeah, that's right.
So you guys went out for sushi. I saw the picture, which I put on Instagram and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. How was it?
It was, you know what? The sushi was decent. There were some funky smells in there, but...
It happened. No. I honestly, I looked at Britt. I'm like, I'm just throwing it out there because being a big guy, I get this. I didn't fart because it smelled like somebody ripped ass.
Oh, my God.
No, for real. For a minute, I was like, wait, what is happening here? But we were sitting, like, right at that sushi bar, so I think it was, like, a weird, like, ocean, water, salty, fishy, I don't know. It was just, that was when it was time to leave, but... I had a good time. It was good to meet you.
So did you tell your, you said you had a boyfriend last time we talked on the phone. Did you tell him like, hey, I'm going out with this guy? Like, what did he say?
Oh, that was last time we talked. That's all I can really say.
Oh.
Wait, is it because of this date?
Yeah.
It is not, no.
Holy crap. It took me a second to register what you were saying.
Yeah, no boyfriend now.
Wow.
They're looking at me like I'm a homewrecker.
That is some breaking news for you guys.
Wait a minute, Joe. Do you still have a wife?
Well, funny thing happened this weekend.
No!
Yes, I still have a wife, and she really looks forward to hopefully meeting Britt soon. And actually, Britt, you got me in trouble.
No, I did not.
Well, we grabbed sushi. My wife's been asking to grab sushi since we moved to Indy, and I always tell her no, but when you brought it up, like, let's grab sushi, I said yes.
Exactly.
And she's like, oh, you'll go grab sushi with Britt Baker, but not me.
I told you that was going to happen.
What? Why didn't you invite her?
Yeah, exactly.
She's invited next time.
No,
hey,
next
Joe,
time.
Next
I think
time.
On social media, I think you and your wife went deep on the sushi game, too.
No. Hey, I told you I would meet both of you.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. I just didn't want to, like, totally, like, you know, smother you. Hey, we know you got to get back on to Fox 59 and do traffic, but we have a question, too. Do you know Trisha Hart?
I do.
Okay, I think she's kind of jealous of what we got going on here.
What? Do you want to meet her next?
Well, no. I think she wants to meet us now, because she's following us now on the Joe and Alex Show Twitter.
She's over in the newsroom. I'll go talk to her.
Yeah, to see what's up. We don't want anybody else to be jealous.
I'll just throw it out there. I'll just throw it out there on the table.
All right, so we're cool, we're all good, and I didn't cause any problems.
No.
Any other questions for Britt?
I'm good.
All right, that is your update this morning. Britt, thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, how do you guys feel now? Do you feel like you learned anything?
Yeah, that she's single. I think that's interesting.
Why is that so interesting?
Just think it's interesting that you guys plan a date. She breaks up with her boyfriend.
Here's the thing. It was like a friend hangout. You guys make it like a date. Like, hi, reservation for two romantic people that want to have a bottle of wine.
She's single now, and you left here hastily on Friday without telling a soul.
Yeah,
Joe.
You didn't tell us that you had this planned, which is also interesting. The third interesting thing about this whole situation is that she openly said, absolutely invite your wife, and you didn't, even though you knew that your wife has been hankering for some sushi.
I didn't. Well, first of all, my wife was working part-time, and she couldn't make it to that.
Uh-huh.
I like how you guys take every great thing in my life, everything that has something good, and you try to destroy it.
I put the picture of him and Britt up on Instagram and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9.
You saying we make a good couple?
Joe!
Are you wearing Timberlands today? Because you're treading up a slippery slope, my friend.
What is a slippery slope?
The slippery slope is the fact, and you even mentioned it when you talked about the fact that when you went out on this date last week.
Mm-hmm.
What, with my wife?
No, when you went out with Britt Baker.
It wasn't a date.
The date we were just talking about a minute ago.
It was not a date, though.
Friend date, whatever.
Okay, right.
We grabbed lunch.
Right, so you guys went out and got sushi, and then what is the first thing that your wife said when you got home?
Oh, she's like, oh, we need to go out for sushi.
That's not how she said it. She has been, now this is exactly what I brought up when we first had this debate on the air, was you're pursuing her and willing to do things for her that you won't even do or pursue your own wife with, which is
for
Lindsay.
Sure.
Lindsay has been begging him to go out for sushi for however long, and so he's like, no. And as soon as Britt says she wants to go get sushi, then he's like, okay. And so Lindsay, of course, is going to get butthurt by that.
She suggested it. If she would have said, hey, let's go get some coffee, or hey, let's go get some beers, I would have said, let's do that too.
Yeah, but the fact that you even have to explain this in court says that there's something going on.
The fact that you guys are accusing me when I'm innocent is why I'm doing everything.
And Lindsay might be down with it. Lindsay might be okay with the fact that she might be saying that she's okay with all of these things, but I guarantee it's going to come out one day.
I love that, like, I got three people here, like, looking across from me, because it is. It's like three against one right now from my perspective. And I'm totally, like, getting victimized over
here. We didn't even really, until right now, this moment, before, we didn't even bring this up. I wasn't really getting on you until Buster came in. And than he was. And I was like, okay,
oh,
good.
I was heated.
Yeah, you guys just grab the shovel, pile it
so,
on.
So Chelsea wrote on the, I put the picture of you and Britt on your little friend day up on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. You can comment on
Take
that.
Take the word date out, by the way. You guys keep on sliding.
Friend date, it date. Is. I'll say friend date with like girls as
we
well.
Hung out.
I like the word little you put in front of it, though. Your little friend date.
We hung out.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. You can comment there, too, and see the picture. Chelsea wrote, he should have at least got some sushi for his wife and told her she can finally have some sushi from Indiana. Clayton at Joe and Alex Show, very interesting,
oh,
Joe.
That good old Indiana sushi.
Should have at least brought your wife some sushi home.
I brought
leftovers.
Some home.
Here you go. Here's some scraps, yeah. Wife.
Yeah, first of all, nobody.
She's like Cinderella.
First of all, nobody ever brings home leftover sushi. It's not as good. You eat it there on the spot.
Well,
it's just a fact. And then you failed to mention that I took my wife out Saturday night. And we grabbed an ass load of sushi.
Yeah, after she was the leftover. She was then the, what do you call that? When you,
I call it Joe's Christian guilt. Because that's exactly what that is that you took her out to sushis just because you felt guilty about taking out Brit sushi for the night before.
Okay, Jamie just tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. Jamie says, but who paid? How'd you pay? We forgot to ask that.
Who did pay, Joe?
I paid.
For the whole joint?
For you and her? Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. So you lied over the weekend? Because I asked you this immediately and you tried to backtrack. I knew that was fishy. I knew that I wasn't hearing that wrong or seeing that wrong on text. Because I brought this up. I said, hey, how'd you all pay? As soon as Joe texted us the picture and said, hey, guess who I'm out with? And said, I'm out with Britt. So all of us are on a group chat and I say, well, how'd you pay? And he's like, I paid. And I was like, wait a minute. You paid for her and you, blah, blah, blah. That is a date, Joe. That immediately makes it a date.
And then he's like, that Joe isn't and Alex true. Show. Who's
you
this?
Lied.
He goes, I paid for myself. And then she goes, she paid.
And now you're admitting that you lied.
The second Joe paid, she broke up with her boyfriend.
Yes, and now she's single. Don't tell me it's a coincidence.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Haley.
Hey, what's going on? Turn on your radio. What did you want to say about this?
I just kind of wanted to say, I was listening, and I don't know. I think that if it was me and my husband told me that he went and got something or did something with his friend, and it's something that I've been wanting to do or buy him by me, but he got it with somebody else, I think I'd be a little jealous, maybe. That
your phone's cutting out. I'm sorry about that. I think you had a speaker.
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you
right.
The alarm is going off.
Thank
You're
you for that call.
You're normal for this show.
I wish I had like more appropriate music, but something really cool, like Cinco de Mayo is one of my favorite days of the year, and you can actually join Radio Now and Buster broadcasting live from 3 to 7 on Cinco de Mayo for Cinco Fest at Luciana's. Did I say that correctly?
Luciana's.
Yes. It's going on Broad Ripple on Cinco de Mayo. That's May 5th. Tacos, tequila, and margaritas. What's your favorite out of those three? Tacos, tequila, margaritas. I like to blend them all together.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a taco guy, dude. Like, I wonder if they have a taco eating contest because I will tear it up.
I guess I would say margarita, but I am not a margarita fan.
You're not?
No.
What?
They're like too alcohol-y.
Joe, what do you put around your rim of margaritas?
Ew.
Some people put salt. Some people put sugar.
I hate the word rim.
Well, it depends what you say after rim.
Gross!
I actually prefer my margaritas with nothing around the rim.
Oh, my God.
Except for my mouth.
Ew.
I love when
stop
my mouth around the rim.
Talking about rim and mouth. Stop. Stop. Stop.
All right. Awkward transition time. Actually, I need a transition just because it's so weird. Hold on.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
He's a reptilian shapeshifter transitioning.
The reason I need a transition is this. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and I was so excited to finally meet my little brother. I got to do it last Thursday, and this actual weekend on Saturday, we got to hang out and have our first little brother, big brother thing. This is
Yay!
All part of the big brothers, big sisters here, and it was awesome, guys. I was like pooping my pants. I was so nervous to hang out with my little brother, Michael, but we had such a good time. Guess what he wanted to do? Because we kind of like got to pick it out. He wanted to go play laser tag, which sounds awesome.
How'd you do with your bad hip?
I almost died.
Was it hard for you to run around?
I couldn't. I got lit up, Alex, because you have a little pack on, which, by the way, it's like fat guy in a little like laser pack. I was like, but I was able to button it up. But they have like the chest, the back, and your shoulders are really where you can hit people with a little laser gun or whatever for points. I was telling producer MYK off the air that there's different levels. You run around on the floor, and there's up top where you can kind of snipe people and try to get them so they don't see you. That's where I was going to be because I was too slow, but I had to go up these stairs. It took me like forever to get up the stairs because like my hip's so bad now that these little kids, these little seven-year-old kids, were lighting me up. They were shooting me in the back because I was trying to walk up the stairs. Like they kept on scoring points at me because I couldn't get up there. I was like, you little bastards.
Man, so wait, so not only in laser tag can your partner, which would have been Michael, get you, but anyone can?
Michael's like strangers? Michael and I were teammates.
So, oh, so you two together work to get other people. I thought Michael had to shoot you.
No. Okay. We're bros.
I've never
here.
Done laser tag because I have zero interest in that.
Oh, it would be so fun.
Physical activity? Ew.
Oh, my gosh. But it was a great time.
You get to shoot people?
Yeah, that was pretty
That's
cool.
That's true.
Then afterwards, we went and grabbed some food. This kid, seriously, is a mini me. Like, my little brother Michael is me, like, from another mother, because the dude can put away rolls. We went to Texas Roadhouse. That's where he wanted to go.
Those are the best rolls of all time.
But what's that little, like, it's not butter. What is it that you put on the rolls?
It's honey butter.
Is it honey butter?
Mm-hmm.
It's crack.
It's like cinnamon honey butter or something?
It's a drug. It's a crack.
Honey butter?
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse, their butter isn't normal butter. It's like, I thought
it's
it was
like cinnamon.
Or maybe it's cinnamon butter.
It's
like
bougie butter.
It's bad and bougie butter.
Truffle butter.
Guess how many?
Not bad.
There's four rolls in a basket. Guess how many baskets he ate by himself?
How many?
Three.
Now, see, Joe, this is not good.
Okay,
you're
gonna
get him taken away from you.
I knew this would come up, but yeah, he really was hungry. Like him and I both really liked the rolls, so we just ate them up.
You're supposed to be telling him, like, you can't just let him do anything when he hangs out with you. You're like that, like, crazy aunt or whatever that's like, sure, honey, take a sip of this wine. Like, you can't just let him do anything.
Well, the rule is you can't drink when you're with your little brother, little
probably
sister.
Probably a good plan.
But that's the thing, too, like, he wanted to get, like, a Sprite. I'm like, I wonder if his mom allows him to drink pop or not.
Oh, my gosh. These are things you need to ask. What if he has dietary restrictions? You didn't ask if he has allergies?
He does have an allergy to something.
Well, you probably should know what it is. What if it's peanuts or something? And you're in Texas Roadhouse where you eat the peanuts and throw them on the floor. You need to find these things out. You need a list of, like, things that are, you know, he cannot do.
We have all that. I'm just saying, like, okay, bottom line, it was fun. It was a great time. I know I was so nervous, and I'm glad you guys told me it would be good because it is. We're actually hanging out again, I think, Thursday or so. We're going to play some video games.
Oh, good. That'll be fun.
Now, that's my kind of stuff right there. I'm telling you, guys or girls, if you've ever thought about being a big brother or big sister, do it. It is so worth it, and you got to contact the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Indiana and get hooked up with that, because it is the greatest thing that I've ever actually like stepped up and done.
I want to do it. I'm just like in the middle of possibly doing something else right now with another charity, so I'm like, well, you know, I got to figure out how that's going to play out
first.
You
would be the coolest big sister ever.
Duh, I would.
Every time for lunch, chicken nuggets!